Everybody. This morning, before the reading, there's just going to be a little activity, and I might need a helper if we've got any. Have we got a helper? Oh, come over. Yeah, brilliant job. Brilliant. Do you want to come, or are you all right over there? All right down there? Fab. Hi. What's your name?
Miracle.
Miracle. Hi, Miracle. My name's Lisa. So, am I too near the other mic? Let's move that way. I'm buzzing. Right, okay, so today, there's some things on this table over here. Can you see? Okay, right. If I say, we're going to go on a trip, what shall we take? It's a bit tricky, isn't it? Because you don't know what we're doing, do you? Do we need some goggles? I guess we don't know, do we? Yeah, but do you know you need them? What if we're going climbing a mountain? Might not need goggles. I know. What if I said, if we were climbing a mountain, that would be good, wouldn't it? It is absolutely colder up the mountain. You're right. Excellent. What if I said, we're going to a beach and the weather forecast is sunny and warm? What will we take then? What will we take then? For those that can't see, there's an umbrella, there's some walking boots. Oh, a hat. Good choice. Brilliant. Going to take a hat. Anything else? Anything else for a beach? Anything else on there that looks like it might be for a sunny, warm beach holiday? Flip-flops. Brilliant. Because obviously, if we don't want to burn our feet on the sand.
And if you're going swimming, I'm deep inside.
Absolutely. Swimming with goggles. Oh, fabulous. I think we'd be well prepared to go on that beach holiday now, don't you? What about if we were going to see Sheffield Wednesday play football? This is particularly for Steve, because I know he'd really appreciate this. We're going to go and see Sheffield Wednesday play football, and it's January. What are we going to take now? Oh, we're going to take that scarf. Oh, and a hat. Anybody who can't see? Lovely scarf here. Hat, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. What else might we need? What about, do we think we might need a thick jumper? Fabulous. A thick jumper. Brilliant. And it's in blue too, just to add. And finally, if we were... Oh, and for the beach one, some sunglasses. Just, yep, don't want to forget our sunglasses for the beach. And last one, if we're going on a walk around a lake and the weather forecast says it's going to rain... Oh, you look fabulous. Look at that miracle. Fabulous miracle. It looks brilliant. We're going for a walk around a lake and it says it's going to rain. What should we take now if it's going to rain on a walk? What do we think?
Something waterproof.
Something waterproof. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, take a waterproof. Not got that. But what about maybe? Oh, umbrella. Brilliant. Excellent. Going to take an umbrella and what's these here?
Boots.
Some walking boots. So we're going to take an umbrella. Was it easier, Miracle? You're going to get distracted by the umbrella now. Oh, was it easier to prepare if I told you where we were going and what to expect? Or was it easier when I said we're going somewhere and I didn't tell you, what did you think? Which was the easier? If I told you where we were going, was it easier to know what to take? Yeah, definitely. I think so too. It's definitely easier if I tell you where you're going and what to take. And the reading today, Jesus helps us to prepare. So we're going to, I think Margaret's reading for us now. And if you just listen to find out how Jesus helps us to prepare. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Brilliant job, Miracle. Great. You can pop those back if you like. Fab.
The reading is taken from John chapter 15, verses 18 to 25, and can be found on page 1083 in the Church Bibles. So this is Jesus saying to his disciples, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without a reason. This is the word of the Lord.
Stand up here for a minute just so you can see me. Let's pray. Father God, please help us to hear your word this morning and be faithful to them. Amen. So at the beginning, we played the game about being prepared. A miracle showed us how, when we know what to expect, it's probably better. And did you hear what Jesus was preparing us for? He was preparing us to be hated. I hate you. Have you ever said that or heard someone else say it? I know I have. I remember one day my daughter came home from school telling me she hated Mr. Brown. He'd given her a C1 and it wasn't even her that was talking. I did what many parents do at that point as I heard the word hate. I cringed. And I decided the thing to do now was to tell my daughter, hate's a really strong word. Maybe let's use a different word. I'm not sure I was very helpful. But what is interesting is mine and perhaps our reaction to the word hate. But in John 15, Jesus tells his disciples something surprising. The world will hate you because it hated me first. Jesus chooses to use that very strong word. If you remember from last week, Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples, and he's just told them to love one another and go and bear fruit, go and share the good news of the gospel. But now he's warning them that doing this would lead to hatred and rejection. Loving Jesus means living differently. Choosing love instead of hate, forgiveness instead of holding on to grudges, and standing up for the truth, even if it's unpopular. In verse 19, Jesus says, "You do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world." Now, I could do with my helper back for a moment, if that's okay. Is there a helper? Miracle, do you want to come back up? Is that okay? Oh, fabulous. Excellent. First of all, I've got a little job for you to hold this for me. Can you hold this for me? Brilliant job. Excellent. Thank you. So, there is a... Well, actually, what is it, Miracle?
Penguin.
It's a penguin, yes. And if there is anybody who'd like to play with a penguin or come and grab a penguin, there's some more penguins here. Look, come and get a penguin. There we go. Come and get a penguin. There we go. So... that's a penguin, and there's some little penguins here. You won't have to do anything, I promise. Oh, and actually, here's some different penguins. Whoa. Maybe you might want a penguin as that as well. There we go. Do you want a penguin? No, thank you. You can take one of those penguins if you like. Yeah, take a penguin. Fabulous. Now, you can sit back in your seat if you like, or you can stay with me. Miracle, I'd really like you to hold me that picture up just to remind people, if that's okay. Do we know where penguins live?
Arctic.
Oh, good try.
North Pole.
Oh, good try. What did you say? Antarctica. Yes. What's the opposite of the North Pole, do you know?
South Pole.
Brilliant. Excellent. Yeah, South Pole. So the penguins live in the South Pole, where it's hot and sunny.
Antarctica.
No. No, of course not. What's it like in the South Pole? Cold.
Colder than anything.
Colder than anything. You're right. It's the coldest place in the world. It's really cold.
Is that the place where there's no life?
There's penguins, but not much else. To be honest, you're right. Penguins are about the life. Fabulous. And penguins, what are they good at? Are they good at flying?
No, because they have feathers, but the feathers are to keep them warm. The babies, they can fly themselves a bit high, but they'll fall down anyways because their feathers are just to keep them warm during their life cycle.
Fabulous. Excellent. So, that's a really good answer. Excellent. So you're right, yeah, but then those feathers are no good for flying, are they? No good for flying, but what are penguins really good at? Do you know?
Swimming,
they are.
They're one of the top animals swimming.
Excellent.
And they catch fish for food.
They do catch fish for food. Brilliant. They're great at swimming in the freezing sea. They've got flippers-like wings, and they've got tightly packed feathers, like you were saying, with a nice thick layer of fat so they don't get cold. So, if we take our penguins and put them in the desert, are they going to be comfortable and belong there?
No. But if they're African penguins, they'll be pretty fine a bit.
I know. Is there any African penguins? I don't think there is any African.
Is there American?
I think they're all built for the cold, actually. Yeah, I don't think there's many built for the African desert, but...
True.
So it's not going to be very comfortable, this penguin, is it, when it goes into the desert? It's not made for the desert. It probably will die. Yeah, you can take that with you if you like. Yeah, that's a fabulous one, isn't it? Yeah, it does have orange strips. Fabulous. Excellent. So they're not made for the hot sun because they're not very comfortable there and they don't belong there. And do you know what Jesus says? Jesus says we're sometimes a little bit like those penguins when they're in the desert.
Or a kangaroo if they're put in.
Yeah, but sometimes...
I can see. A penguin with yellow stripes is an emperor penguin.
It is an emperor penguin. Fabulous. Excellent. Do you want to take a seat? That would be great. Excellent. And so Jesus says his followers are a bit like that penguin in the desert. We don't fully belong in this world when we follow Jesus. We're called to be different. But being different can be hard. It can be really tricky, even if we're helping or it's a good thing that we're doing. Let me tell you about my friend Elizabeth. Elizabeth was at school and she saw some of her friends calling names of a boy and making fun of him. And he looked really sad. And Elizabeth knew that Jesus wouldn't want her to join in. So instead of laughing with her friends, she told them to stop and went up to the boy and asked if he was okay. Her friends were really angry with her. "You're such a fun sponge," they said. But Elizabeth gives us a small example of how sometimes following Jesus can make life harder and make you unpopular. Perhaps Elizabeth felt a little bit like that penguin in the desert in that moment, like she didn't belong and her friends didn't like her. So why does the world not like us or hate us?
Because we're not from the world.
That's right. Like Jesus said, that's right.
Jesus brought us to the world.
That's brilliant, yeah.
So he can...
I know. Do you know what? If you tell them all the answers, they're not going to listen. You're doing really well. Okay, so verse 18, you're absolutely right. Verse 18, Jesus tells us, the world will hate you because it hated me first. But why do they hate Jesus? Jesus had done nothing wrong. He'd healed people, he'd loved people, and he'd forgiven people. Yet he was still hated and eventually killed. Give me 1 minute. Yeah. No, they didn't. They hated what he said, didn't they? They hated him. The Pharisees and the Sadducees hated him. Absolutely. And here's the hard truth. Let me tell you something else that might be a little bit surprising. We're guilty of hating Jesus too. It's difficult to understand why we would hate something that's ultimately good for us. But let me tell you about Wilson. Here's a picture to hold up. Who would like to hold this picture up? Thank you. And I've lost my things. Let me find. There we go. Let me tell you about Wilson. Do you want to hold that up so everybody can see Wilson? I think he's really cute. Wilson is a dog. There's Wilson, the one on the right. He's a golden labradoodle. And he's very cute and full of energy. But there's one thing that Wilson gets very grumpy about. In fact, he hates. And this thing is really good for him. It keeps him well by giving him injections to stop him catching diseases. And if he's sick or injured, it makes him better. What do you think Wilson hates?
Injections.
Yeah, but who gives him the injections, do you know?
The vet.
The vet, that's right. The vet gives him the injections. Don't you like it? No, even though they're good for us. Yeah. So Wilson hates the vets. Wilson hates the vets. And when he goes to the vets, let me tell you what Wilson does when he goes to the vets. He puts down all four legs and he has to be dragged in. And he's even growled at Alan, the vet. And he doesn't growl at anybody, but he really hates the vet. He hates it. And yet, without it, he would be sick and he could even die. Wilson hates it, but it helps him and it does him good. And just like Wilson, we also sometimes don't want help if it's something we don't like or if it's someone telling us what to do. But the Bible warns us not to trust our own hearts, but to rely on Jesus and his teaching. So how should we respond? Instead of getting angry with people when people reject or attack us, Jesus calls us to respond with love and truth, just like he did. I love this saying. A lighthouse doesn't stop shining because the storm is strong. It keeps shining so others can find their way. Living for Jesus means facing storms and hatred. But we must keep shining and helping others just like he did. Jesus' message is amazing and life-saving. And it would be unloving not to share it. Jesus told his disciples and us in this reading to prepare us. If you remember at the beginning, it was so much easier when we were prepared. So let's be ready. Let's be prepared. Even though it can be difficult to love, to shine, and to share Jesus' life-saving message, it's a message worth sharing. Following Jesus may bring hate, but he wants to help, and his love overcomes it all. Let's pray. Father God, please help us to keep being kind, even when others aren't. To stand firm in our faith, even when it's hard. And to lead by example, showing the love of Christ in a world that needs him. Help us to shine for Jesus this week. Amen.